sociologists tell us that for whatever reason, many Americans seldom think about death. Whether or not that's accurate, you and I are certainly thinking about death this morning, aren't we? Psychiatrist Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross has written extensively about end-of-life issues. Her research concludes that most people, when they know that they're coming near the end of their life, most people want to know two things. One, did I love? Did I experience love during my lifetime? Two, did my life make a difference to some other person, to other people? You know far better than I that the joy, the resounding answer to both questions was yes. Yes. Yes, I did love. Yes, I did experience love during my lifetime. Yes, my life did make a difference to many, many people. Let's, you and I, make sure that we can answer yes to those questions when we're coming to the end of our life. Yes, I did love. Yes, I did experience love in my life. Yes, my life did make a difference to us. Now, let's shift from where we're coming near the end of our life to when we die. What happens when we die? I don't think that there's a precise answer to the question, what happens when we die? But the scriptures tell us, and our faith tells us, that when we die, we meet God. God will take us home to heaven. Not because we're so good, but because God's so good. That has already occurred for Joe. Someday, it will occur for each of us. In heaven, we'll all be reunited with Joe, with all of our deceased family and friends. So, We should think about death. Not only at funerals, but frequently. Because death is not the enemy to be feared. Death is the friend to be welcomed. Because it's death that brings us to heaven.